To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook, Twitter, or MeWe. Good morning. Today's photo of St. Michael's Nature Trail in St. Michael's, Maryland, comes to us from a friend who took the whole family out for a short hike in the May sunshine. I love the way that the trees in this photo form a natural canopy from this perspective that give us a light at the end of the tunnel feeling. It's Thursday, and as is my habit, I usually share photos that show a pathway to encourage people to attend my discipleship class tonight, as I seek to instruct others in how to apply their Christian faith to their lives in hopes that they will experience their freedom in Christ and overcome whatever circumstances they are facing to experience a life filled with the fruit of the Spirit. I myself was stuck in a dark forest for most of my life, and I consider it my purpose in life to encourage others to discover the power of their Christian faith by developing their relationship with God. While I have experienced great victories in my Christian walk, I didn't do it by myself. God, of course, was with me every step of the way, but through the years, there have been several brothers and sisters in Christ that have encouraged and inspired me along the path. While we are all on our own walk of faith, we were never intended to walk out the Christian life alone. The weekly worship service is the most obvious place to gather together, but I believe that small groups where Christians can learn about the application of our faith and openly discuss their lives with one another is another way that the Lord intended for us to grow. As the example of the apostles in the early church shows us how Christians did life together. While I am not suggesting we pool our resources and live in a commune, I am suggesting that Christians can meet periodically to encourage and support one another in ways that are more personal than the weekly worship service. One criticism of the church that is made from time to time is that the church isn't real, that everyone is putting on a show. Well, if you want to get real, I invite you to step on the path of Christian discipleship tonight. You can join me at Rock Solid Church in person at 6:30 p.m., or you can follow the class remotely by contacting me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com. Tonight, we start our Bondage Breaker study based on Dr. Neil Anderson's The Bondage Breaker, where we will be teaching on the reality of spiritual warfare. But I must give a word of warning. The enemy doesn't want you to take this class. He will do everything to fill your mind with excuses for not checking it out. Some of the enemy's lies will appear as first-person thoughts like, I don't need this. Before you determine that our class isn't for you, I would ask you to examine your experience by asking these questions. Do I have a constant negative outlook on life? Do I lack peace in my life? Do I have periodic or constant anxiety? Do I have low self-esteem? Am I angry? Am I depressed? Is my relationship with God less than it should be? Do I struggle to concentrate when I try to pray or read the Bible? Do I have trouble sleeping or have nightmares? Do voices or thoughts influence me to not go to church or pursue my faith? If you answered yes to any one of these questions, I would say that indicates that you could benefit from the material that we teach and that you could benefit from the community of support and encouragement that our class provides. However, just like Jesus asked the man at the pool of Bethesda, I have one more question for you to answer. Do you want to be healed? If the answer to that question is yes, I would offer you Jesus' invitation to come and see what the Lord can do in your life when you decide to be real and walk with Him. But whether you take our invitation to our class or not, I would encourage you to keep walking and talking with God, because even if you are in the thick of it, where you can't see the forest for the trees, if you listen to His voice and follow where He leads, He will take you to the light at the end of the tunnel. This morning's meditation verse is 2 Timothy 3:16. From the New King James Version, it says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." 2 Timothy 3:16 is for the Bible, what John 3:16 is for salvation. You know, today's verse speaks the truth that the Bible is God-breathed. The Word of God is unlike any other book. It is the all-time bestseller by leaps and bounds, and has been translated in over 2,500 languages. Its accuracy has been proved by archaeology and through its fulfilled prophecies. The mathematical odds of one person fulfilling all the prophecies that Jesus did are astronomical. The Word of God is true, and the one narrative of the Bible is that God's redemptive plan worked throughout history and culminated in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It also tells us of the future and how Christ will return to fulfill God's plans for the universe. So it is totally rational and reasonable for us to believe that the Bible really is God's message to the people he created. In fact, I plan on teaching an entire lesson on this theme this fall in our ministry's upcoming Freedom in Christ course. Not only does this verse assure us that the scriptures are divinely inspired, it also tells us why we should read and study it. The Bible is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. You know, the Bible teaches us the right way to live our lives and will convict us to change the things that in our lives that don't align with its wisdom. I can attest that studying and following the Word of God is profitable because it has transformed my life. God loves us, and the Bible is his love letter to us that invites us to follow him into all he has made us to be. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue to share from Dr. June Hunt's Suicide Prevention, Hope When Life Seems Hopeless. Today, we're sharing a section that says how to hold on to the lifeline of hope. So if you want to hold on to that lifeline of hope, go to mtforchrist.org, check out that resource. I invite everyone to come to the Bondage Breaker class tonight, or to email me to sign up to get the podcast and the class materials so you can participate via wherever you are. So we just encourage you to walk out your faith and to experience the fruit of the Spirit in your life. And the way we do that is by being faithful and following where the Lord leads us. And I hope he's leading you to sign up for the class. All right. Well, thank you for listening, and God bless you all.